Number 88, pre-40. It gives you, pre-40 just gives you 10 things to do before you're 40. If you're listening to this and you're already past 40, you might want to just say, oh well, I'll listen anyway and see if I did these before I'm 40. If you're not 40 years old and you're listening to this tape, these are, in my opinion, the things you need to have put together in your life before you're 40. 10 of them. And that will be our last model. Number 1, pick your wedge. By the time you're 40 years old, you need to know what your life's wedge is. What is your real goal? What are you pouring yourself into? Number 2, learn your trade. You need to learn what your skills are, what your education is. Get your experience. You need to have your education pretty well done by the age of 40. You can do it after that. But by and large, you need to learn what you're going to be doing in life. Have it pretty well down pat by the time you're 40. Number 3, learn to delegate. Learn to give jobs to other people, to call people out, and to motivate them, and to assign jobs to them, and let them do it, and to report back, and to supervise them. People who don't learn to delegate by age 40 never have to afterward. You'll never get in a spot where you'll need to delegate unless you learn to do it by age 40. Number 4, settle your own personal image. What kind of guy are you going to be, or woman are you going to be? Are you going to be a guy, you know, that kind of has a beard all the time? Settle that by the time you're 40. You can have a beard, but settle it by the time you're 40. Or are you going to sort of wear wool shirts or have kind of a scholar sort of image, you know? Are you going to drive around in Volkswagens or Corvettes or big vans? Or settle those kind of things by the time you're 40. Nothing looks sillier than a man who's 52 years old that decides to sort of try out one of these sort of new fans. I think I'm going to wear a chain around my neck from now on and leave my button halfway down my chest. It looks so silly. Decide what your personal image is going to be by 40 and then get at peace with that. Number 5, establish your life habits. Very few people start jogging after 40 or start having a time alone with God for the first time after 40 or start really spending time sharing with their life. You need to establish those lifelong habits before you're 40. Number 6, order your family life. Settle those things in the closet. So many young people today just hang stuff in the closet. They have a fight, and they don't have time to finish. There's not enough time to really resolve it, so they just shove it in the closet and jam the closet door. And the closet is crammed full of unresolved conflicts. Pull those out of the closet and settle those things by the time you're 40. Order your family. If you're going to be a great father or a great mother, you got to get that settled before you're 40. You can't wake up at 52 and decide, I think I'll be a great dad. Number 7, learn your strengths. By the time you're 40, you need to know what you're good at, and the rest of your life from 40 on, you ought to be doing what you're good at. Find out your strengths and work in your strengths. Number 8, learn your weaknesses. Maybe this is even more important than learn your strengths, because if you know what you're not good at by the time you're 40, you can let other people do it, and you can gather around you people who will complement your strengths and fill out where you're weak. Number 9, pick your lifestyle. How are you going to live in life? Are you going to live pretty well? Are you going to be a saver? Are you going to be a giver? Are you going to be a buy-it type person? You need it, buy it. Are you going to be a borrower? Hey, when I need something, I borrow it from someone else. Decide what kind of life. So what kind of house you want? What cars you're going to have or whatever else. Otherwise, you'll get on this endless treadmill of trying to have more, 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 more. And finally, number 10, establish your network, your mentors, the people that you're followers. Get that network out. You, by the age of 40, ought to have those things in order, because most of your contribution in life will occur after the age of 40. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I want to pray for the men and women who are listening to this tape right now, at a different time than I make it, but you are the God of all time. I pray that these thoughts about leadership, as they listen to this tape over and over again, will seep into their mind and make them a great servant of faithfulness and fruitfulness for you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.